And they include unfunded obligations from prior year's deficits, the unpaid bills, were more than $12 billion. The comptroller's office thought they were a little higher than that, about $15 billion. We have a different way of looking at it. We look at the consolidated budget, so not only the general funds, but all funds. And we look at the operating deficit, so we don't include unpaid bills. Looking at that, we see a deficit of about $12 billion in fiscal year 2012. In addition to that, there'll be billions of dollars of unpaid bills, we don't know exactly how much, going into the year. So we see, you know, a massive, very, very large problem. It's important to keep the scale of the problem in mind. And I should say that that operating deficit is the difference between the amount of continuing revenues that we have coming in and the amount that we think we're committed to spend, we're planning to spend. In the future, we're going to face severe budget problems, continue to face severe budget problems. One thing that I'm sure is well known here is that the pension funding system, pension funding in Illinois is the worst in the nation. We have the least funded situation in the nation. In 2010, we borrowed $3.5 billion in bonds to cover the pension. We did that again in fiscal year 11. The way that pension funding is scheduled, we're going to have to contribute even more in fiscal year 2012. In addition to that, the fiscal year 2011 budget relied on a number of one-time proceeds. One thing was that we sold the rights to future tobacco revenues under the tobacco settlement that brought in $1.25 billion in FY11. It's not going to be there in FY12. We had a tax amnesty, raised $392 million. That's probably going to lower the amount of revenue that we get in fiscal year 2012. We did some interfund borrowing, so we took things out of funds that had surpluses and we spent them immediately. We're going to have to pay that money back, plus it's not going to be there next year. And of course, the pension bonds that we did for FY11, which I've already mentioned. I've already mentioned that future federal funds are likely to be lower. What can we do to improve this? And of course, we've started to make some moves, but we looked at, in our report, at some of the possible things that could be done. So one thing is that we all hope the economy will improve, and there is evidence that it's starting to improve, but the bad news is that even if it improves quite a lot, it's not going to provide enough new revenue to bring us to balance. We think that if we get back to the peak level that we were in 2008, which is going to take a while, we're going to get $2.8 billion in additional revenue. Remember, the scale of the problem is about $12 billion a year, so that's, you know, roughly a fourth of the problem by economic improvement. We can try and continue to accumulate obligations as we've been doing, but if we do that, we're going to have a massive backlog in payments, and it would soon increase to 5 years and even longer. Borrowing to fund our unpaid obligations is, you know, certainly one option and something, in a sense, we're borrowing the money now from vendors. We have to pay interest on that, penalties essentially. So we might restructure that borrowing, but that's not a long-term solution. I think it's 2018, every dollar of revenue from personal income, corporate income, and the sales tax would require just to service our debt if we continue on that path. So we have to find some way not only to borrow, but to pay off these bills. Raising the income tax, that's the strategy that we have essentially thus far undertaken. And this is a simulation. We simulated an increase in the income tax, and it was a proportional increase in the corporate income tax. To do that, we'd need a 7.1% income tax increase. We're up to 5%, so we're kind of halfway there. The corporate tax, we raised a little bit less, but we would have needed, I can't quite read that number, I think it's 13.3%, to balance the budget just using the income tax. Similarly, the sales tax alone wouldn't work. We can get we'd have to go up to 13.5% if we only use the sales tax. Cutting spending alone wouldn't work either. There's some categories of spending that are committed. We left out the idea of transportation, which is largely funded by funds which are dedicated, debt service, and pensions. And we ended up finding that of the remaining categories, we'd need to cut spending 26%. Clearly, it's something that would be very difficult, probably impossible to do by doing to balance the budget. I should point out, even if we did that kind of cut, we'd still have to slow the growth of spending to have a balanced budget over the long term, because revenues aren't going to grow, by our estimates, as fast as spending has been growing and is likely to continue to grow in the future. There are some things we can do with broadening the tax base. We could tax a lot more. We could tax retirement income and the income tax. That will bring in some revenue, but it's only a little more than $1 billion a year by taxing retirement income. So it would help, but it wouldn't be enough all by itself. We could do more broadly tax sales tax, something that I understand one of the candidates for mayor of Chicago has been talking about recently, broaden the sales tax to include services. That would bring in about $4.5 billion on an annual basis, we estimate. This would require the state also to take the local share, which might be controversial. But that would help, but again, we're talking about the scale of the problem, about $12 billion. So it looks like no single policy change that certainly has been discussed would be adequate to bring balance to the fiscal situation. And I apologize, this table is a little bit short. I hope that you have copies of the slides and can read them. But this is just our estimate of what the change in policy will do in terms of bringing the state towards budget balance. So as I said, we start out fiscal year 11 with about an $11 billion operating deficit, according to our estimates. We think the operating deficit in FY12 will be a little bit bigger, about $12 billion, or would have been a little bit bigger prior to the tax increase. Because of the income tax increase, the best estimates we have are we'll get about $3.7 billion in FY11, the 6 months of FY11 during which the tax increase will be in place. That's from January to July 1. And then about $7.7 billion in FY12. In addition to that, because there's some spending increase, it actually jacks up what our original estimates were. Our original estimates for FY12 was that we would hold the line on nominal spending. And the governor can probably talk better about whether that's still possible to do. But that will slightly increase our estimated deficit for, slightly cut our estimated deficit for FY12. In addition to that, we're going to have to service the new pension bonds, $3.7 billion that we're going to borrow for this year. So our operating deficit for FY11 remains at over $7 billion, even with the tax increase. For FY12, it's about $4.4 billion. In our original estimate of the operating deficit, we didn't take into account the tobacco securitization and the new pension borrowing. Even with that, we see a cash deficit of $1.3 billion for FY11. Plus, we carried in a backlog of about $6 billion at the time the tax increase was put in place. So what we're seeing is, our look at the numbers is that absent some plan to borrow, to fiscally restructure unpaid bills, the quantity of unpaid bills is actually going to build up in FY11 and then build up still more in FY12. So we see, although we've certainly helped with the tax increase, we haven't done nearly enough to get to fiscal balance based on our estimates. One of the things that the Fiscal Futures Project does best is it tries to look at what the long term is, and so we've tried to project out what the long-term fiscal situation of the state is. The red curve shows the situation prior to the tax increase, and this shows that we estimated about $11 billion operating deficit in FY11, and then tailing off, getting larger, to about $30 billion by 2024. The blue line shows the situation after the operating deficit, after the tax increase. It certainly improved. As I said, we cut the FY11 operating deficit down to about $4 billion. It's going to be, down to about $6 billion. It's going to be a little bit lower over the next 3 years. But then once the tax increase expires, we're going to have large operating deficits continuing. I should say this simulation assumes that we're able to keep spending increases to 2% a year in nominal terms over the next decade. The law doesn't require that. As I understand it, the law only limits spending, I think, through 2014. But we assume that spending limitation will continue after that law expires, after the temporary tax increase expires. So that's kind of the news that we have. I'd be glad to answer questions.
I'm glad that we swore in the two new trustees before you showed them.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have one more slide. Excuse me, can I just have one more minute to talk about the implications for higher education and the Illinois economy? And the implications for higher ed are, of course, that the most recent legislative changes help. And if, as we hope, the governor is successful in getting a plan to dispose of unpaid bills, we may get some additional revenue or get paid money that we've already been promised. We think FY12, obviously, you can see, we think it's still going to be pretty grim and pretty tough. And frankly, I'm concerned that by December of